3, 2, 1, and we're live. What's going on? We got Vinny in the house on the podcast. Sir. Vinny, yes, what's going on, brother? How we doing? How we living?
We are living good. We are living busy.
Living good, living healthy, living large, lifting large.
Oh, man. Goals, man.
Dude,
2020 now.
Weight-wise.
Weight-wise, I'm fluctuating around 185.
Damn.
The goal for 2020 is 200.
Wow.
That's the goal. 200, my friend.
A solid 200.
A solid 200. A solid 200. Not just like a...
Not like 198.
Not even like a chubby 200. Like, I want to be pretty lean. Yeah, 200 okay. Solid. I mean, that's going to... To be lean as well, that's going to take some time.
Yeah. Because you're going to have to get to like 215 and then lean out.
Yeah, and then exactly. Wow. So I might.
That's a lot. Man.
So that's going to be a struggle. But I mean, that's just one of the goals for 2020 for sure. So.
What's the other goals? What do you got?
We
should say we're recording this January 3rd. So right after New Year. So you have your resolutions in place. So let's go.
I mean, as you know, now I'm the PT manager at the gym.
At Workout World. Workout World in Peabody.
Workout World Peabody.
Get your out there. Get your sessions in with Coach Vinny.
Yes, sir. Book them. So, I mean, more money's coming in now. I'm making about double, not counting bonuses and clients on the side and things
bonuses.
Like that. Yeah.
Where do bonuses come from?
So, bonuses come from me making sales, you know, bringing in more clients, handing them off to all the trainers, just making income for the PT program.
A manager lifestyle.
Seriously, and it feels nice too, honestly. So in terms of like goals, really, like I need a new car, that's for sure.
Really?
So money wise, that'll be good because I'm definitely trying to get a new car. And then, like I said, the goal of
you've
200.
Had that Audi forever, bro.
First car, bro.
Really?
Since 16.
Still. You're going to get a standard?
100%.
Oh, God, I love it.
100%.
You're going to make it sound like the boat?
It depends on the car I get.
Okay.
It may already sound like a boat.
Wow.
Depending on the one that I want. Okay. If it doesn't sound like a boat, I'm making it sound like a boat.
Okay.
It has to sound like a boat.
For those who don't know, Vinny's Audi literally sounds like a boat. And he lives about 10 minutes drive from where I live, and I can when he starts his car, I can hear it,
which is awesome.
So I mean, he loves it, but he's a part douchebag.
I feel like my neighbors low key hate me.
They probably do,
honestly.
Especially when you're coming home late,
bro. So I have to kick it into neutral.
The last.
So I have to like. So there's two ways I go about it. I either rip down the long street and kick it into neutral and take a hard right with all neutral
Formula and, One style
and just roll home.
Wow.
But even then the idle is pretty loud, so I kind of feel bad for the neighbors, but it is what it is, I guess.
Well, they're gonna love when you get a new car.
Oh,
they're going to love that.
100%.
Are you gonna you think you'll stay with an Audi?
No.
Okay,
that's only when Iron Grind takes off.
Okay.
That's only when I'm going to. All right,
so for those who don't
some
know,
to talk about.
Let's get into Iron Grind.
Iron Grind.
And then we'll get back to the car afterwards.
So, Iron Grind is just the brand, right? The gym brand that Mike started. Mike is the trainer at Workout World.
And, what's Mike's last name?
What is Mike's? Oh, Angelo.
Mike Angelo.
Michael Angelo.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
His parents did a good job.
Right? Mike has his brand that he started years ago. From what I know, it didn't necessarily like take off like that, you know? So I just want to basically partner with him to make it something crazy.
So you guys thinking of making it as like trainers or like gear, fitness equipment, like?
Yeah, so starting off, it's going to be mostly just kind of apparel.
Okay.
And when we develop our website, we're going to also have things for clients. So like workout plans, we're going to have meal plans.
Okay.
We'll definitely have like testimonials of like clients that made transformations and things like that.
Right.
But for the most part, definitely apparel. Because there are people at the gym that really like it, like the name, and they just want it. You know, they want hoodies and things like that.
Dude, finding good gym apparel is hard.
I think so. Yeah, honestly.
Like, I don't know, man. It's like you're going to go to the gym, you're going to get sweaty, and you're going to you're gonna basically ruin the clothes that you're wearing. So to me, to go buy something for like the people I see like wear Lululemons.
Yeah.
Pay a fucking like $200 for
so much
for
bro.
Sweatpants, dude, so or, like, much a money. Shirt, and it's like it's 2 months of like actually working out hard. You're gonna ruin that clothes. Like why?
Oh, 100%.
Like, and to have a good hoodie to work out in. Oh man, there's a few things better.
Oh, 100%.
Good hoodie, 100%. Man, and some sweatpants.
There are so many clients that I have that, you know, they have like their leggings that are too small or too tight. They're falling, this and that. So definitely down the line, like have women's apparel as well. Just like literally everything.
Yeah, man.
You know, like I was watching the guy that started Gymshark, and man, the motivation I got from him is like
who is
ridiculous.
That? Who started Gymshark?
What's his name, bro? Now I forgot his name. I forgot his name, but yeah, maybe we can look it up real quick.
Let's see it.
Who started Gymshark? But he's not even like the owner now. Now all he does, he kind of gave off being the owner, and he just kind of creates ideas now. Now he just, that's all he does.
You know? Right.
Yeah. So like he started it, obviously made a ton of money, and now his
Francis?
Job. Yes. No. Is yes. I think so.
Ben Francis. All right. Ben, if you ever listen to this,
he's only 27, bro.
And he started Gymshark.
He started at like 19, but it like really blew up like maybe 2-3 years after he started.
And Gymshark has a lot of good athletes.
So many. I think I was looking at.
Lewis Morgan would be the other one. I guess it was two guys. Ben Francis.
Yes,
and
I think so. He started it with like a group of friends. I don't know who took the roles of what for the most part, but Ben Francis, I think, is the main guy. Mm. But it's just crazy, like looking at the revenue that they brought in as Gymshark for like 2018 or 2019. It was like in the hundreds of millions.
Wow.
You know, so it's like, and he literally started off exactly how Mike and I are starting off. It's literally just making the apparel and just handing it off, word of mouth type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, just getting
start at work,
some sort of social media presence.
Damn right.
So
come
it's like
on the podcast.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Already.
Man, it's crazy how things can just like kick off and just blow up. You know, it's all about really just starting, I guess. Right.
Yeah, it's about staying consistent and. And in the first initial stages, realizing that shit's not gonna go right, shit's gonna go sour. It's not gonna take off like you want it to. You're gonna have to go through the growing pains,
100%.
Just like anything else. But with time, and you have to just consistently stay diligent at it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, like you know that. And dude, look at you. When we were playing soccer, right? How much did you weigh?
155 at most
when you like were heavy.
At my heaviest I was one, when I was feeling heavy I was 155.
Okay, and now you said you were like 185.
185.
So you put on 30 pounds. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't come without dedication, getting your meals in, making sure you're on top of shit. So like, and then you got Mike, who's like bodybuilding. So those are two dudes that like know that in the beginning you gotta stay dedicated to it, and if you're not ready to stay dedicated to it every day, it's not gonna pop off. So, you two definitely can take it by storm and get it going.
Definitely.
Plus, you guys know plenty of people in the gym.
Oh, 100%. I think just that environment of Workout World right now, there's just such a big support system there. Like
Definitely. Everybody
knowing each other. You know, me taking over as manager, like there's just so much support with everything, and I think it'll really kick off. Such a solid place to start because everyone knows each other.
Dude, what that gym is now to what it was last year, 2 years ago, when we were just going just to go, man, it's a different place.
Seriously.
Like there's the people that go there consistently, and then there's like the people that show up every now and again. But like it's just a place where like everyone feels like they can go and they can get whatever kind of workout they want in. And I am going to say this, and I hope that the owner and workout world or whoever that owns the one in Peabody, put the freaking landmine machine back. That landmine, whatever you call it, the part that goes in the ground that you put the, that you put the barbell in, has been broken since I left for Sweden 20 months
ages,
ago.
Ages.
And I need to do some workouts with the landmine machine, and there's only one. So, if you're listening to the, what's her name? I don't even know her name.
Well, so The one that we talked to is Brandon. He's about our age. He's the one that kind of comes to the gym and deals with everything. So.
Oh, the guy that fixes everything.
Not that fixes everything, but he's the owner's son.
Oh, okay.
So he kind of runs the gym
for us. All right, Brandon, get on that. Okay, now who's the lady with the glasses?
With the glasses? The one that's always there?
Yeah.
She's just the manager.
Oh, she's just the manager.
So that's Shayla, yeah.
Okay, Shayla, get on that, please. And then who's the gentleman that comes and fixes everything?
That's John.
John, please help a brother out. Get that landmine machine back so that I can start doing my athletic workouts.
Yep, it's a process.
It's a process, dude. It's been like 2 years that thing's been broken. Please.
Yeah.
But back to my point, it definitely feels like, you know, if you want to go in there and get like a bodybuilder's workout in, you can do it.
Yep.
If you want to go get like an athlete's type workout in, you can get it in. If you just want to go there and just like do your running or whatever, you can get it in. And it really feels like everyone there can just feel like they can go get their workout in it and keep moving. And you don't really feel like people are looking at you. People are like, right, judging you with this and that, you know?
100%.
It feels like there's definitely a good atmosphere when you get in there.
Yeah, I really do enjoy Workout World. I think, I don't know if I'm being biased or what, but
Of course you are. You work there, but that's not
true. Yeah, but like even to think, I mean, if you compare it to Planet Fitness, for example, I mean, there's no comparison. You know, Planet Fitness is a very soft gym, you know? No one goes there for an actual workout. It's more just to say you
definitely
went.
Definitely not.
But even if you compare it to like Boston Sports Club, what used to be Latitude, like I just don't like the environment at Latitude or what is now Boston Sports Club. It's just too big.
It's there. Too mainstream.
I don't know what it is, but it's just not there. I feel like Workout World has just, I guess, become home in a sense.
Yeah.
You know, and there's so many members there that would say the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
I will say the one thing also, I think Workout World, if they had it, would just put them over the top with anything would be a protein bar, because that's the one thing Boston Sports Club has.
Right.
That like.
Right.
That's really good. That like you can go, you get finish your workout, and then you can go and get a protein shake.
Right.
And like obviously it's not the end of the world. Most people that go there anyways have their own protein, but to be able to say like, oh yeah, okay, I'll take a protein shake and then just be on your way, I think is definitely. Would definitely put you guys over the top. And that's pretty crazy to say about like a run-of-the-mill gym, like a $10 a month, like standard gym, to be saying these things about it. Because usually, like we were saying with Planet Fitness, they get that idea about it. They're like, oh, you just go in there just to say, like, you go to the gym or you belong to a gym. Like, no, this one, like, it is a mainstream gym, but, like, you definitely feel like it is a kind of a home to it.
Oh, definitely.
So.
Definitely.
Yeah, man.
And I think if I learned anything about talking to Brandon, he's very business savvy, right? So he understands a lot. And I think if I learned anything is that, like, if we were to implement, like, a protein bar, like, there needs to be some kind of numbers showing that we would benefit from that, you know? Like, let's say we spend X amount of money on the protein bar. Are we able to receive Y back, right? So
definitely.
It all depends on that, you know what I mean? Which is why certain things don't get changed at Workout World, though,
like
as well.
The landmine press?
maybe.
Because return on that?
For a while, the stairs were like that, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because... Because Stairmaster is expensive.
Sure.
Right? And were you here when we didn't have Stairmasters for a while?
I was here when like 2 or 3 of the 4 were broken.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had like the majority of them broken for a while.
Which, by the way, how do you break a Stairmaster?
Honestly, maybe they're just old and they get wear down or whatever. But whatever the case was, we had, I think, 3 out of the 4 that weren't working. One of them you had to kickstart and...
Really?
Yeah, so we just, you know, they're expensive.
Yeah.
So we lost members and stuff, but like the amount of members we lost, it doesn't equal to the amount of one Stairmaster costs.
Wow.
So it didn't make sense money wise to just go out and spend money on one Stairmaster, let alone 2 or 3. You know what I mean?
You mean like buying new ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the new ones, we got 2 new ones from the other gym that they own.
Okay.
Up in New Hampshire, and that's kind of how that got replaced. But other than that, you know, unless we can get new ones to us,
yeah,
you know, other than having to go buy actual new ones, then it's different.
Damn. You know? No, but that makes sense though. If like,
of course,
it's all X's and Y's and Z's.
Yeah, there's a whole business,
dollars and cents
behind it. At the end of the day, you know.
Yeah, if it doesn't make sense money wise, there'd be no reason to do it.
Definitely.
So that'd be cool though to show like, you know, like if we put in a protein bar, it'll cost this much.
Yeah.
And then like, even take like a survey or something previously.
Which is actually not a bad idea.
Be like, yeah, like, you know, on the way in or on the way out, like if there was a protein bar, would you get something from it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's actually a super good idea. Like, I could even bring that up to him to see if we can do something like that.
It'll take 2 seconds. Because
there's even talks about, like, getting a turf. And that's been, like, talks for a while. Cool. You know?
Where would you even put it?
So, as of right now, we'd probably move, like, some of the treadmills and ellipticals by the window.
Yeah.
And have the turf kind of where the window is. You know, when you walk across the gym and there's that long window?
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of, like, right there. Okay. More or less.
Okay, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Especially with, like, the soccer background that I have.
Yeah, for sure. I could
do so many sessions there with, like, potential soccer clients or anything, you know?
Yeah, depending how big it was. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we could have a session in a bathroom.
Dude, we could put a session.
You know what I mean?
We need a 3x3, we make a session.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't even need a ball.
For real. Give me the freaking roll of toilet paper and we'll just...
Give me a tennis ball, we make a session.
Freaking juggle that 100 times easy.
Dude, people don't... That's the thing, people don't understand. Like, we were on some crazy shit back in the day, bro.
I mean, you're still at...
Okay, so like, but before, right, so before you went on this huge, like, I want to be a monster, I want to be huge, as big and bulky and cumbersome as possible, there were aspirations and dreams of playing professional soccer.
Yes, there were.
So we were on some crazy ass motherfucking kick of training every single day.
Yeah.
Like, without fail, no questions asked, get up. I didn't even have to ask you if we were training. It was just what time are we training?
Exactly.
At? Okay, I got work at 9. Great. Well, I'll see you at 6:30.
It was a multiple sessions
a day
too.
Dude, when we played for Boston City, we'd train at nighttime. Me and you would go to the field in the morning.
Oh, 100%. Always.
Fuck, man. We were
And it's actually really funny to think about because like we were always so consistent. Remember the amount of kids that would slack that we would try to get to train with us?
Oh my god.
Kevin.
Alright, so I mean
shout out Kevin Herrera.
Kevin Herrera, if by chance you're listening to this, dude, I respect you. I love you as a kid. You're a great kid. But man, you slacked on some sessions and you pissed me off some days. Because you told me, yo dog, I'ma be with you tomorrow. Tomorrow would come, yo, sorry, I gotta take care of my abuela. Bro, you don't even live with your abuela, which I'm just joking. I have no idea. You probably did have to take care of your abuela. But the fact of the matter is, definitely, dude, some kids were slacking.
Oh, 100%.
And kids weren't about it. And all the kids that, the thing is, and I'm actually reading this in this book, Relentless, by Tim Grover. I think his name's Tim Grover. Shit. I hope it is. Tim, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Or whoever it is, I'm sorry.
People who know... don't talk, and people who talk don't know.
Oof.
So those kids that were, yeah, man, about to grind, about all this, dude, they weren't about it.
Right.
The kids who are always putting on Instagram, you know, fucking getting out here, getting after it. No, dude, you're not about it.
Right.
You're not about it. Definitely. Because if you are about it, you ain't putting it out there.
Yeah.
You ain't putting it out there. You're just getting to work, and you don't care.
100%.
You got that winning mindset, you say. I'm just going to do whatever it takes.
So much more work just behind the camera, like... without
behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, exactly. Yep. It's just... man, people literally just never understood. No, you know what I mean? Like, they just weren't about it.
No.
You know?
And then people would see, like... initially, like, I went to Iceland. Then you were in Portugal for a while.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yo, look at these kids from Peabody, man. They went and they did it. And then they were like, oh, that little kid, he was a little goalkeeper in Peabody. You know, he was a shit. He didn't do anything. And now, wow, shit. Now he played in Iceland. Oh, now he... you know, now he's played 2 seasons in Sweden. Yo, Vinny wasn't that good in high school. I was better than him in high school. Shit, he went over and played for in Portugal. Yeah, dude.
Bro, to this day, I have people telling me to, like, continue pushing, keep playing.
Yeah, man.
They keep hitting me up to play, and it's crazy. One girl almost broke down crying when I told her that I stopped playing soccer.
Yeah, well, she probably broke down crying for other reasons because you're a heartbreaker, bruh.
No. She's been with one of my boys for a while, so it's not like that. But it was just one of those things where she, like, supported me for a while. Like, right. She always, you know, watched my videos. And,
okay.
Like, despite not even liking soccer like that, she always thought it was really cool and Dog. Whatnot. You know what I mean?
Dog.
So it's crazy, you
she
know?
Got the hots for you, bro. Best watch out.
If only. See, I would say names on this, but, you know, we don't need that beef right now.
We don't need that beef right now. Maybe at a later date when you come back on the podcast. we'll toss some names out.
Yeah, let me hit the 200 pounds first. And then we'll say whatever we got to say.
Beefy. Beef.
That's not a problem.
Hey, so, have you thought about going into, like, bodybuilding or, like, powerlifting or anything like that? Doing something with your... If you're going to be freaking a bother and an eyesore being so damn big, you might as well do something
with it. Might as well do something with it, right? Like, I guess I shouldn't be just big for no reason,
yeah, exactly,
right?
Man. There's a reason you're taking in all these freaking calories every day.
And, man, and I've thought about it. Like, everyone, I guess, that gets into fitness pretty hardcore, in a sense, thinks about things like that. I don't think powerlifting would be my avenue.
Yeah.
Just because there are people way... less weight than me that just have freakish
genetics.
Strength and
yeah.
genetics, you know, and I think it would be a little bit of a stretch to try to bench press 500 plus pounds at my weight right now, you know. But bodybuilding, I've thought about it. I don't know if I can see myself doing it.
Really?
But at the end of the day, you never know.
What right? turns you off on it?
I don't know, man. It's just like the whole... going on stage and posing. I don't know. I just don't see myself there.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Really?
I can't picture myself doing it. You know what I mean?
Okay, because I would think, like, for you, it would be, like, the dieting, like, the cutting, the low calories, the feeling,
right,
like, the lethargic,
right.
the hours of cardio you'd have to be doing every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
and that obviously is
that's
hell
a
on its own.
Shit part of freaking yeah. bodybuilding. Because they say the part on stage is, like, the best part. That's the enjoyment of it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I just don't know too much into the bodybuilding scene to enjoy that thought of being on stage.
Yeah.
But there's just something about the work, about doing all of that calorie stuff and
mm-hmm.
then dieting down, that
mm-hmm.
I almost am comfortable with trying. Because
really?
What I do envision myself doing is just having that dream physique, I guess you could say.
Sure.
Something that, like, I'm... super confident in and
like
you know
sculpture.
And like take pride in a
yeah.
sense yeah so
definitely
so I can see that but I for some reason I can't see me being on stage and trying to like you know
pose
and
pose
all
somewhere
of that.
Else
exactly
hmm.
so it's weird you know it's I don't know I guess from soccer like the relentless training and all that shit that we used to do
yeah.
Makes me almost comfortable with the fact that I would just do the same for training in the gym for bodybuilding, right? Just not
yeah.
posing, I guess.
Gotcha.
It's
cool, man. So you know Greg Conrad.
Of course.
That's our buddy. Greg, if you're listening, what's up? He has this thought, and I agree with him very much, that like the grind of lower league soccer and the mentality you have to grind out those years and like in the lower leagues before you can make it professional, like playing in leagues like the NPSL and the,
mm-hmm.
you know, the PDL and whatever it is, or here or overseas, having that mindset translates to life in anything you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like so well, he was saying like the skill sets that you learn through those years and through those reps of going overseas, of being away from family, of, you know, having to grind out things each and every day will translate to whatever you want to do. And, you know, so he stopped playing, or I guess he stopped with the ambition of trying to be a high-level professional. But he said that mindset he carries with him wherever he goes. So he's like, I'm not going to be worried about, you know, whatever I have to do in life. He's like, because I know I'm going to find my way in whatever I do because I have that
yeah.
mindset, because I have that skill set of saying, okay, I don't fear waking up every morning and having to get after it. You
100%.
Know? And I agree
yeah,
with
and
that.
And I, man, one, that's like spot on if you really think
yeah,
about
that,
it. It really
Greg's
is.
Greg's a smart kid, man.
you toss him for like a minute and you're like, but like, yeah. He's legit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, you just look at him. I haven't seen him
in a while.
Yeah, he's up in Vermont, and then like he's traveling back and forth with his.
So he really stopped like pursuing, huh?
Yeah, so now he's into coaching and stuff. So he's,
okay, well that's good because it's still in the same.
Yeah, so I think he's the assistant coach for his old college, Middlebury up in Vermont. Shout out Middlebury.
Oh, that's dope.
And then he's got like a ton of different things going on.
Right. So
it'll be cool to have him on and talk to him about all that stuff as well.
100%.
But that kid, that is a kid that's just relentless as well.
Yeah.
Him and Luke. Both
dude is a freak. Him and Luke.
Him and Luke, man. Dude, I was with Luke like 2 weeks ago or something. That kid, like, he hasn't played like seriously in a while. And he jumped in with us in a session.
Baller.
Dude, baller. They, like, when you got it, you got it. And he's in phenomenal shape.
Yeah. Oh.
Phenomenal shape all the time.
Just from his Instagram videos, that challenges that he was doing to support that awareness for whatever it was. I forgot what it was,
but it was for, I believe it's for Julia, his girlfriend, who's running the 2020 Boston Marathon. So it's raising money for her, and she is running it in support of Luke's mother, late mother.
Oh, right. That's right.
So right. But the kid's a freaking beast. The kid does such
a beast.
Like 35, 40 pull-ups at a clip.
Like all the way, like full range of motion, like no problem. Like he's an animal. For sure, by far an animal. Yeah, I mean, I thought about doing one of those challenges, but I wanted to know which one I wanted to do. Yeah. I thought about the push-up one, but then I was like,
You good at push-ups?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, I don't know. I have to see, actually, now that I think about it. I want to see kind of like...
Where you're at.
Where I'm at. Like, start fresh, do as many as I possibly can. I wonder how much I can hit right now.
Yeah.
That's actually...
Should you do it right now?
Should I do it right now?
Do you want to do it right now?
No.
Okay. Yeah, then you don't have to. I was thinking about, for a while, about doing the plank. The plank one.
Okay. Oh, man.
Because I saw someone... Do you remember Dimitri?
Yes.
I think his name's Dimitri. Tall Greek kid. We played with him a couple of times. He did a plank and it was like 3:30.
You got something like that, right?
3:45. Something around there. 4:30 possibly. And I was like, dude, I could definitely bang out 6 minutes.
Wow. That's legit.
Yeah. And so I need to do it because now I'm talking shit about it. So I need to actually do it.
You should.
So maybe tonight when I go to the gym.
Set that as a challenge.
Set that as my challenge. 6 minutes straight up plank.
What time are you hitting the gym?
I got no idea. I just got out of my session a little while ago, and we did RDLs with Jeff and I. Shout out Jeff Picanso.
Jeff Picanso,
man.
Easy big.
He's relentless in the gym, too. He wants to freaking go every day, which is good, and I need that. But we hit RDLs yesterday. Single leg Romanian
deadlift. I saw that. And then you were doing like the overhead press, right?
Yeah. So you drive the knee, overhead press. My hamstrings are in so much pain.
Cooked.
Fried. So
as it should be.
As they should be, which means that we did it correctly. So I'm very happy with that. But it'll probably be a late session, if anything. Are you lifting today?
I think so.
Okay.
I think we're hitting chest.
Okay, I'm not hitting chest. I don't lift like those bodybuilders anymore.
Oh, I 100% do.
I'm always in awe of them, though, bodybuilders.
It's they're kind of freaks.
They really are, dude. They're I used to draw freaks. So much motivation from them.
Yeah.
So much motivation.
Definitely.
There's this guy, Machiavelli Motivation.
Oh, I watch his stuff all the time.
Shout out Machiavelli Motivation if you're listening.
Follow them on Instagram, everything.
Yep.
The whole nine
dude,
nights.
The videos. I used to watch Jay Cutler videos. Dude. And the thing with Jay Cutler is that he's from Massachusetts.
Exactly. Yeah, so I was just looking to...
Fuck, man. He's an inspiration, dude.
Freak.
Even though, like, don't get me wrong, he has a great physique. But he was almost like too boxy. I think for me.
I mean, I think that's more genetics.
Sure, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
But definitely freaky.
The muscle he was able to put on and then like the definition he could get down to the single digit body fat percentages is just freaking ridiculous.
At like, you know, borderline 300 pounds and whatnot or
on stage
two,
like
whatever,
300 pounds. Like that's
stupid.
Insane.
It's like huge. I mean, imagine being 300 pounds shredded.
No. No, I wouldn't want to.
You know, it's funny. Mike actually got a conversation with Jay Cutler not too long ago. Really? He has pictures with him, yeah.
Okay.
And he was asking...
What, do you go to, like, an expo?
I think so.
Okay.
Mike was kind of asking Jay Cutler about, you know, if he preferred his stage body over, you know, how he was at the time or right. whatever. And he was like, oh, no, how I am now, you know?
It's
when
way
he
better.
When he was, like, bulking and at his biggest, he was like, man, everything sucks.
Yeah.
Like, moving sucks. Going up the stairs, you get out of breath. Like,
trying to put like, your shoes on.
Tying your shoes, yeah. clothes. You need everything custom.
Yep.
Like,
dude, it's a big money, like, undertaking.
Bro, like, it's crazy. Those guys literally just know how to lift. Literally eat and lift. That's all they do.
Sleep.
If they try to do anything else,
yeah.
like bring a bodybuilder to go snowboarding.
No way, dude.
That's not happening ever.
Not a chance, man.
You know what I mean?
Not a chance.
So, see, if I ever did get into bodybuilding, it would definitely be like a men's physique thing. Like, yeah. where I don't want to be too big.
I don't think you could. I mean, you definitely could, but like, not to say anything's impossible, but to go into like the open would be ridiculous.
That's a force.
Because then you're talking about people like fucking like we said 300 pounds.
Yeah,
and it's like
that's a goal that I do not ever even want to
get to.
Good. You know, like it's not even a goal.
Yeah,
you know?
it's just a thought. It's not even a goal.
Yeah. Literally, but like,
dude. And then we have Jose Raymond, the Boston Mass
freak.
212 athlete, not in the open, but fucking freak, man.
Huge, man. I think he's been to workout world a few times.
Has he?
I think so.
Wow.
Mike was talking about it with Brandon the other day.
Okay.
Yep.
Brandon. Your buddy Brandon or Polignoni?
No, that one.
Okay. Because yep. he knows him.
Really?
Brandon Polignoni. Well, I mean, Jose Raymond goes to ANC in...
Everett.
Mm-hmm. And Jose Raymond goes there as well.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah, that's the spot for everything.
Which actually reminds me, I have a gift for you. Because it is the holiday season.
Oh.
And so that reminds me that ANC has all your Cardillo weight belt needs.
Hey.
They sell the weight belts there. So I actually want to give you my old Cardillo weight belt.
Oh my God. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you, bro. Damn. Thank you for coming on. I know that you need that. I don't lift like that anymore to even warrant that. So, I definitely would rather you have a good weight belt and you protect yourself.
I like how this is a little thinner, too. Actually, I appreciate it.
Is it?
Yeah. So, the one that I have is the one that Brandon gave me that got passed down from a friend of his as well.
Okay.
So, it's like generations and it's old and whatever, but this looks...
You think it'll fit you?
I think so.
You want to try it on?
Let's try it on. Let's see what we got.
We just got a typical black Cardillo weight belt, all leather. This thing is nice, man.
I'll just try it over this sweatshirt. You know, my fitness manager sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah, Workout World. Oh, wow, look at that. Dude, how do I get some Workout World gear?
World Out World. There was a...
Oh, a misprint.
There was a misprint.
Oh, yep. Shit.
Well, no one notices, okay. So it's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this fits. It's like perfect, too.
Love it.
Look, let me practice the squat.
Yeah, you did squats yesterday, didn't you?
I did.
How are your legs feeling?
A little tight, you know, not super sore, but decently sore.
Did you work out enough?
I did. We did a rough drop set.
On the squats?
On the leg press.
On the leg press.
After our squats. Yeah.
Shit.
We did a rough drop set. That got me cooking.
What are you leg pressing?
2,000, 3,000.
What's your pistol squat at?
That's pistol squat's at 405 right now.
Okay.
Single
leg.
Warm up, yes.
Warm
exactly.
up. Gotcha.
So you know how you do box jumps?
Yep.
And then you land in a pistol squat.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now.
Okay. With 405.
405. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And that's 405.
Legend status.
Status. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, leg press, I guess the most I've ever done was just 10 plates on each side.
So what's that,
1,000? Which is like 1,000 in like 8, if you count the...
That's fucking money, dude.
It's not bad. I only got it for like 3 reps, but that was also like 3 workouts in, so I was a little gassed. And that was like maybe 2 months ago, so I don't know where I'm at now.
Yeah, so you got to take it for a ride now.
Yeah, our drop set yesterday, though, was from 8 plates all the way down to 1.
Wow.
10 reps each, so just 80 reps right off the bat. bang, like that.
And that was it?
For that, yeah. And then we did more.
Yeah, well, yeah, just for the leg press.
Exactly.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Dude, what's your stretching like?
Bro.
I think you gotta...
I gotta stretch a little bit more.
Let's I think you need to get that. Your warm-up set up pretty pretty good there, guy.
So before I even lift, I just do dynamic stuff, really. Just get the blood going.
Okay.
If I do legs, I'll probably do like leg extensions to get the blood going, like something light, like high reps, or like do bikes.
Okay.
Or something like that. And then stretching, like I'll stretch after and roll out after if I'm wicked, wicked tight.
After the workout?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or in between. You know, I still have that hip injury from soccer, by the way.
That's insane, dude.
Which is crazy.
That's actually insane.
And I still just kind of, like, some days it's a hit or miss, you know?
Right.
When I hit 345 on the squat with Mike, Dom, and Brandon, shout out all of them, my hip was good.
Wow.
Didn't feel anything. Yesterday, I felt
it. You definitely felt
it. You know, so it's a hit or miss.
Wow. Okay.
It's crazy.
Shit, man. The body's a strange thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's so complex.
You gotta take care of it. Gotta take care of it.
Which is why you should stretch.
Sure. That too.
Dude, even if you just got into the habit of foam rolling a little bit before your workouts, you could do so much more weight. And that it would affect your physique even more.
I think,
you know what I mean?
One thing that I should also try to do is just throw in my abductors and adductors. Just because I remember when I used to do that, it would hit kind of like the inside of the groin.
Yeah.
Kind of like where the hip used to hurt, because it would start high on my hip on the abdominals and then kind of like linger down to the groin.
Okay.
So that kind of made my hip feel a lot better for a while. So okay. I think if I throwing those in,
yeah,
would kind of like work the muscle to
then see if it can alleviate the pain.
Kind of like a client that I have now. He has shoulder pain. He was doing PT. We literally outworked the pain away. Like,
good
you,
shit.
You know, like you PT, you know, you do 2 pounds to, you know,
you're not really working it.
Exactly. So then he came over to me and he wanted to just build his chest. We just hit a shit ton of chest workouts. He muscled through like his shoulder pain and now he's feeling no pain at all.
Disclaimer, you are not a doctor. You are not an actual doctor. Definitely
not a doctor.
But hey, man,
do not take all this advice too literal.
No,
try it if you have the mentality,
or just come see Vinny in person.
Exactly,
at workout.
We will outwork your pain away. Yes. That is not just a problem at all.
We will forge the pain away. No, man, but I remember listening to David Goggins, that crazy, crazy motherfucker.
Wow.
Literally said by stretching, he increased his like mile run time. Like he took like a minute off like his mile time, which
is so much
fucking time. Insane.
That is so he's much.
Time. Just by stretching and opening up his muscles, he was able to do that. So for sure, man, if you got into the habit of like opening up and stretching out your muscles and really feeling loose, dude, your range of motion would shoot up. You'd be able to do so much more weight.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have to. I can't neglect the little things, you know, which at the end of the day isn't a little thing, right? It's huge. Stretching is huge.
And they add up to big things.
Oh, for sure. I mean, injury prevention, absolutely everything. So, yeah, no, definitely. I think I'm fresh in that mindset where I just want to lift, just because it's such a change of, it's so new now because it's just like, that's all I want to do now, right? So I'm just kind of like, let's just lift, right? And
it'll be like that until you get injured.
Exactly.
And then you'll be like, fuck, I should have been doing this.
So I should just kind of try to self-discipline myself to do the...
Yeah. To do the little things. Like,
exactly.
And they are a pain in the ass, but in the long run, they definitely help. But, so what's your split look
we will
like
get there
in a week?
So for the most part, we go by feel. You know, and that's actually something that I picked up off of Jay Cutler. He would say... There was one video where he was saying that he would get in the gym and he'd just go by feel. If he wanted to hit chest that day, he would murder chest. The next day, if he wanted to hit legs, he would hit legs. Like, he would just murder every workout,
everything.
No matter what he... Like, and there would be days where everything would be sore. He would just pick the one thing that wasn't that sore and he would just murder that thing. You know what I mean?
And then the next day, be comatose.
Yeah, so mostly just kind of go by feel. I tried to go through a routine, like, you know, chest this day, back that. I mean, it's great and all, but, like... with the busy schedule of working and clients, sometimes it's not very, very realistic.
Right.
So I kind of just go by feel, and I try to hit everything twice a week.
Wow.
So it's almost more of like a push, pull, and legs day.
Okay.
If you were to really narrow it down, it's like a push, pull, legs. So throw shoulders in with chest, you know, everything pulling. So like we'll do rear delts, anything behind, like on my back.
Mm-hmm.
And then legs is just everything.
Legs, you know, just like legs.
First day will be more quad focused. And then maybe second day for legs would be more hamstring, calves focused.
You're working them like baby calves? Yeah.
I'm trying. I want little goats. I mean, not goats, sorry, cows.
Little cows.
Calves.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you got calves.
I want cows.
Of course. Man. That's the thing everyone always wants.
Oh, it's so calves. Hard. I mean, at the end of the day, I can't complain too much because I just don't hit them as often.
Okay.
And ideally, I should be hitting them after like chest, back, and like something else, you know? So I got to put the work in there, definitely. But it's a process. We're still new in this.
It's still a process.
We're maybe like 8 months in, you know?
Is that it?
I think I started when I got back from Portugal was what? May?
Of
2019. So like, longer. It feels longer, right? It
definitely feels longer.
I got back around that time. I don't want to say it's any less than March that I came back. I think it was May though, honestly, because sure. I'm pretty sure I had my birthday in Portugal. And then, yeah, I think that's it. I think May is when I really came back here.
Now, how long after you came back did you decide, like, okay, soccer,
well,
I think
honestly,
soccer's done? And
when I decided that soccer was done, it was in Portugal. Right,
okay.
Like it was like a huge battle.
Wait, it was May because school ended. You were working
yeah.
in school.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, see, so, yeah, I mean, so I had like a long, maybe like month or so where I was constantly in conflict with myself about whether or not I was going to continue pushing for soccer or whatever. And while I was doing that, I was hitting the gym at the same time and just kind of like letting it out there and whatnot.
Found what was
and
working.
Then, you know, I cried, you know. I would call my mom. Man. I would cry. I cried about making the decision of stopping playing, like to not play soccer anymore. And then, when I really decided, like that's when I basically just stopped going to trainings there in Portugal. You know, I wouldn't practice with the team that I was with there anymore.
That's a big emotional thing.
It really is. It was so hard, bro. It really was. Because I was so out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 100%. You're in a different country. You barely know how to cook. You're fucking making whatever just to survive and to go
ramen.
Train and whatever.
Ramen and eggs, bro. Struggle me.
Bro, honestly, like, I was in, like, the hood, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, if I were to meet a local from Portugal and they were like, oh, where are you living? And I told them where I was at. They were like, oh, okay.
We ain't going over your house.
It's literally, though. Like, you know, they were like, oh, okay, I see. You know? So it's like, not that I saw any crazy shit go down or anything, you know, but like, you know, it was just kind of to show like it was
all that shit adds up
out of my comfort
that
zone.
People don't understand, man.
Like
younger kids today in high school, they're we're going to go. Vinny did it. We can go do it. Yeah, dude. Do you want to go live in a shitty ass apartment in the freaking
bro,
in the bums
like,
of Portugal struggling?
I feel like
to,
that's
to
where
cook?
A lot of people break.
Yeah,
you know?
Of
they
course.
Just can't take it.
Dude, 2 weeks in, when mommy and daddy ain't there no more, you haven't talked to them in maybe 2 days, when you don't have Wi-Fi and your phone don't work after you leave the house until you get to where you are. Dude, that's the thing people do.
No TV.
Kids like
nothing.
Can't, don't even think that that's a thing. I'm leaving 100%. My house. I literally have no connection to the world until I reach the center of town or I reach wherever store I'm going to or my buddy's house or wherever. You know,
and
or sometimes the training facility you're at doesn't have Wi-Fi. Like in Sweden, I was lucky we had Wi-Fi at our training facility. But if it doesn't have Wi-Fi and you gotta walk to your training facility, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you gotta walk back after training. You're probably off your phone 4 or 5 hours.
Oh yeah, I was never on my phone. Yeah. Like only the downstairs where the laundromat was is where I had Wi-Fi.
Wait, exactly.
I had no TV, no Wi-Fi. There was no heat.
Mm-hmm.
When it got cold, it got fucking cold.
Yeah.
I had to literally wear 3 sweatshirts and then the blanket on top just to sleep. I couldn't sleep out of it because it was freezing.
And then that's when the question comes in, how badly do you want it?
100%.
How big are your convictions? How, like, that's...
Shit is brutal, bro.
Kids break on that, man.
It was brutal.
Especially kids that come from college, nice college. Yeah. Ah, I was this at college. I was so good. We had it. Oh, they gave me boots. They gave me this. They gave me that. Like, coach liked me. I played every minute. Yeah, well, go to a team where the coach don't like you. The coach don't give a shit that you went to any big school. 100%. And if you're not working your balls off to show him that you're ready to play and you got a chip on your shoulder, you're going home.
And, you know, even sometimes that's not enough.
No.
You know?
No.
Because I felt like I was the hardest working player on the field.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, you're a foreign player. Why?
Being the hardest working player is a prerequisite, and it's literally, like, I don't even know. You could be doing everything and have it still not be enough in the sense of the coach just don't like you.
Exactly.
The coach just, hey, I don't like you. And you know what? In Europe, things work like that. And some people take it to heart and they say, that's not fair and I can't do that and I don't want to do that. And some people say, okay, they put the chip on their shoulder and they keep on going.
They keep working.
And they keep working.
It's definitely not easy.
No.
That's
not at all.
That bro. Is for sure. And speaking of that though, Ben Manukian, he went to
Sweden. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. So I spoke to him a little bit this off season. I saw him once. When did I see him? I think I saw him on Thanksgiving. We had a run that we were doing. I don't know exactly what he's doing right now. It's been a minute since I talked to him.
You think he's still out there?
But out there.
In Sweden?
No, he's home.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's home.
Is it like something I said, that I didn't work out? Or?
No, I think he went there. He played the season. He went through. I think he did fairly well.
Okay.
I don't know exactly like how many goals he finished with. But for him to go back, he could probably go back.
Yeah.
You know, just sort of, I mean, I don't know that much about what his situation was, but,
right.
You know, it's all about kind of what you want to do and right. where do you want to play and where can you play?
Yeah.
Where can you play? Dude, I was at a session last night. It was a run we had, and one of our boys, he got signed to a team out in Sacramento Republic.
Mm.
And we were all like, hey, man, congratulations. That's a big club, big move. Like, good for you. And he was like, dude, he's like, I'm just trying to keep this dream alive. He's like, I'm literally just, like, trying to take it one year at a time. Like, I'm just thankful that I have this year. He's like, and I just got to keep working. He said, because I know next year I might not be here. You know what I mean? And I'm like, wow.
That's deep. That hits hard.
That's a kid. He played for Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
And
then, who is this?
I don't know if I can put him on the podcast like that. Okay. Well, actually, after I say it, people will probably figure it out. But at any rate, I won't say it. Played at Atlanta, went to go play USL League One, and then got a move to Sac Republic. And, like, hard-working kid. Hard-working kid. And he's just like, dude, he's like, I'm just trying to keep the dream alive.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, that's literally
that's what all we're you can all, really do.
It's all we're trying to do. Yeah, until you get to that level where, like, you know, you sign a multi-year contract, but how many of those really are there? You know, it feels like there's very few in America, and there's probably more in Europe just because there's more soccer being played, but like, still, that's a tough thing to find.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
that's like job security that everyone's searching after. Mm-hmm. And very few people get it, and that's
definitely,
it's rough, man.
And then, not to mention that even if you do get there, you have to maintain that. And,
yeah.
You know, it just gets harder from there because then you got people fighting for your spot and whatnot.
Yeah.
So it's a legit job.
Yeah. Right? And then you also got to think, like, it might not even depend on you in the sense of, like, so my first year in Sweden, you know, I went in, showed what I could do, you know, really impressed with the head coach at the time, the goalkeeper coach, everyone there, you know, they liked my hard work ethic and all that shit. And what was it, like 8 or 9 weeks into the season, we fire our head coach.
Oh, yeah.
So now,
now
a new head coach comes in, and now you got to do it all over again.
Crazy.
And people think like, oh, well, I already showed like the club that I can do it. Yeah, but you didn't show this head coach that you can do it. You didn't show, you know, his new staff that you can do it.
Yeah.
So, and if you, you know, don't show out now when he's there, you know, you just lost your spot.
Yeah.
And
just like that.
Yeah, just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that. And all the work you did preseason while that coach was there, it all means nothing anymore. And it's like, fuck, man, that's a blow that not a lot of people are ready to take.
Just seriously not easy.
But, yeah, man, this, like we were saying, the emotions that you go through just to even have that conversation with yourself of like, can I even do this anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Do I even want to do this anymore?
Mm-hmm. That's a big one. That's a big one.
How, like, when you start thinking like, how much more of this can I take? Then you really got to look at it and say, damn, either I'm gonna go full hard ass and bunker down and we're going to fucking make it happen. Or, you know, it might be time to step off and explore other options.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my hat goes off to anyone that makes either decision, because both decisions are freaking hard.
So hard.
Both decisions so hard. Are freaking hard.
If I were to think about it, like, if I think about it enough, it will eat away at me to think whether or not I stayed or not. You know?
Sure.
Because then where would I be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't be the manager at my gym. I wouldn't have started Iron Grind with Mike. I wouldn't be close to 200 pounds, you know.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I mean, if that's a milestone for me,
that's a milestone. For me, that's something that I like, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. Hey, man.
But that's it's right. Like, where would I be?
Right.
You know what I mean? Would I still be grinding my ass off, like, you know, busting my ass just to barely play or barely practice with the team?
Yeah.
Or would I be on the team? Or, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's that.
You could have been on the fringes like you were in Portugal, or like you're saying, no, you know, you're making your way in a different avenue, and it's, by all accounts, dude, it's working for you.
Yeah, I mean, man, 2020, I feel like is gonna be
dope. Dude, you're one of my closest friends, man, and I'm really happy for you.
Yo, 2020, I'm really happy, man, for appreciate everything you're doing. It, man. It's gotta happen, you know. 2020, we gotta find some avenue to the top, right?
Yeah.
Like, whatever it may be, whatever sacrifices we gotta make, right? I think, oh man, remember that conversation we had a while ago where it's like,
we've had a lot of crazy conversations.
Colonel Sanders, for example, like,
oh man, it was like, what, 66?
Yeah, man. And like all of these guys that just blew up like way later in life, you know, after maybe trying 10 other dreams of theirs.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they made it from something else.
Dude, I wish I could find that graph.
Which is, it's crazy. It's literally insane.
Yeah, man. That's the thing. You just gotta keep going.
Yeah.
And you gotta follow 100%. What's in your heart, what you wanna do. You know what I mean? Like, even 100%. Now, like, I have my ambition with soccer and everything. But like, I'm realizing too, like, I really do enjoy cooking.
Yeah.
So like, you know, it is cool to think like, what can I do with that? You know? Where can I go with that? Food truck. The food truck, man. I'd love to make some ethnic food, bro. I don't know what
food
kind
truck
of food
idea
I
in California, bro.
Meals on wheels, bro.
Meals on wheels.
But yeah, man, you just gotta keep following your heart, follow your ambition, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
No.
If you have that fire burning in you, don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it. Just go out and get it.
Facts. Big facts.
Easy there, millennial. I think you are.
I'm pretty sure you are too, though.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
No, I'm not. I missed the cutoff by 1 year. I'm a 95.
No way.
Yeah, what are you? You're 96, right?
What do the millennial years go to?
I think it starts at 96.
No.
Yeah, dude. I'm pretty sure.
No, I saw a chart of this literally the other day, and I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
All right. No, see? Look at this. Millennials born... Wait, what are you?
95.
So, millennials born 1981 to 1996.
No, dude.
Yes.
I read something the other day, man.
It's right there. And then there's post-millennials that are 1997 to present. I don't know. This is Google. I put up the chart, and this is what it says. Oh, you a millennial, my friend. Don't come at me with that. Oh, these millennials.
These damn millennials. How can we hire these millennials? To be honest, it's all a bunch of bullshit anyways.
Now it's bullshit. Okay.
No, but I'm saying like everything that was happening back in the day is just, it's all relative to things that are going on
now. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
every generation before or after is always shittier than the one that you're in.
And we're going to say the same thing about like our 100%. Kids.
100%.
Like, how do you listen to little baby Zan, whatever the frick his name is, man? Like
back in my day, we had Justin Bieber. And
people would probably still be listening to Justin Bieber.
Oh.
That dude.
Don't doubt it. I mean, my man's famous as hell.
Yeah.
You know?
It is crazy to think, like,
big time.
People, like, 90 years from now will still listen to, like, Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. That's insane. Like, forever left a mark.
That dude beat life, time.
You know?
That dude beat time with his music. Like,
oh, yeah, definitely.
You can't hear Thriller without, like, just at least thumping your foot and tapping your foot.
Definitely.
Or definitely. Beat It comes on. Or like Pretty Young Thing, like you, oh man, you just start getting into a little, just a little hip movement. Even people who have bad hips, dude, they just start moving a little bit.
They just develop hips somehow.
Michael Jackson is freaking, he's a solution for a lot of things.
Oh, 100%.
I can't say that too loud, actually, because he's got a lot of controversy around him, but the dude knew how to make music.
Yeah, and he was quite the dancer.
That's yeah. Cool. Moonwalking. That's wild, bro. I was listening to a podcast the other day about a guy who just watched the movie that's coming out about him. And he was like, when Michael Jackson first did the moonwalk, we went from walking on the moon to moonwalking. And I was like, that's a good one, man. That is a good line.
I like that.
He changed pop forever, bro.
Oh, 100%. 100%. He was a little weird, but...
Yeah, 100%. Definitely.
100%. You know what's crazy, too, though, is like... I saw like a documentary about him, and his upbringing was rough.
Yes.
Like rough.
Very
like,
rough.
I think it was his dad, like would beat them a lot to make sure that their singing and
was
rehearsing
on
was
point
on
all the time.
Point.
Dude, so they were like, on the road almost
so
all the
that's,
time.
Because they were big since young.
Yeah.
Like, real young. So
Jackson
it's like,
5?
Yeah.
Jackson 5.
So it's
bro.
So crazy that kind of like shaped him to be what he was.
I mean,
despite him being a little weird or whatever, but
his weirdness.
No, it's just funny, you know, like not funny, but like it's just interesting, really. Like yeah. How an upbringing can have such a big effect on someone, really.
Yeah, I also find it pretty. Not, I mean, I don't want to say it's cool, but like interesting as well that like. People who become great at things are always... They always have something a little weird with them.
Yeah.
There's always, like, a tick that's off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You never see someone, quote-unquote, normal that, like, goes and reaches some, like, greatness in anything.
Definitely.
Everyone's always got this little weird thing about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something that's not right.
Right. Yeah.
And
just,
like,
super different.
I wonder why that is.
Man, I mean...
We're getting into some deep questions here.
Now, yeah, bro. I mean, it could be, I don't know, it could be like a God-given thing, for all you know, like...
To be weird?
Honestly, maybe.
Yeah, man.
Maybe. I mean, if I remember correctly, reading something about Einstein, like, as a kid, he was really weird.
Sure.
Like, he would be counting random stuff, like, during recess and, like, thinking about problems in his head, and he was just the outcast of kids. He didn't play. He did his own weird things, and like
you ever hear the story of how he came up with the theory of relativity?
Wasn't that a dream?
No.
Or what was a dream? He had a dream. Versus...
Martin Luther King had a dream.
He had a dream as well.
I mean, I'm sure. Okay, so I mean, I don't want to butcher this story, and if I get it wrong, I'm sorry. But the premise is he was getting off a train, and he was walking away. And as he's walking away, he turns around and he sees a clock. And so he sees what time the clock is. So then he turns around, knows what time it is, he's walking away. And he thinks to himself, with the speed of light, when his eyes got to see like what time it was, by the time that was on the clock reached his eyes, it was already a different time because it took fractions of seconds to get to him.
Right.
So it was no longer 5:30, whatever the time was.
It was like
5:30. It was 5:30.1.
Yeah.
Point half.
Right.
Point whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Point so, 0.001.
So literally.
Yeah.
So that led him to think of the theory of relativity. And I'm pretty sure that's E equals MC squared.
That's insane. Like, how does that just...
You gotta be a little bit weird, man.
Wow.
You have to be a little bit
so strange. Moral of the story, embrace your weirdness. Because who knows, you might come up with something ingenious.
Theory? No, what is E equals MC squared? What am I looking at?
What are you looking up, bruh?
Space-time. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, man. So, there you go. And that was one of the brightest minds of our generation. Not even our generation. Of just human history.
Yeah, exactly. Which is crazy.
Yeah, dude.
E equals MC squared. Wow. Deep. Einstein.
Brother.
Shout out Einstein.
We've been at this for an hour already.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's pretty crazy, huh?
It flies.
It really does.
I mean, you're really just kind of having a conversation.
Right? Yeah, man.
That's pretty cool.
It's like awesome. That.
I mean, I definitely got to hit the gym soon.
Yeah.
I have so much things to do with.
You got a lot of clients tonight?
No, I actually just have two clients and then I'm signing someone up. But, you know, the other manager kind of screwed things up. In terms of her clients and signing people out, so I gotta square everybody away and make sure they're getting their sessions.
That's why they pay you. That's why you're the manager, to come in and clean everything up, bro.
Exactly.
That's it. Love it.
Now I gotta fix someone else's mess, but that's what we're here for, right?
How long does a session last for you?
So the way the gym works is that we charge for 30-minute sessions and an hour session.
Okay.
Most people do 30-minute sessions just because, you know, we charge anywhere from, you know, $30 for 30 minutes.
Yep.
And then, you know, in some cases we can do 25.
Okay.
And then an hour would be 50. So, you know, nobody really wants to pay 50 for an hour. Yeah. So most people do 30s. But if I'm giving someone a 30-minute session, depending if I have a client back-to-back or not, I'll give them like an extra 15 minutes.
Okay.
Then toss them on like the Stairmaster if their goal is to like mostly lose weight.
Which
for another 15 and ends up being like an hour. So
okay.
It all really depends on the trainer, you know,
if you
know, if they have the time, if they're willing to put more time to help their client, et cetera, et cetera.
Of course.
Keep them happy.
Of course.
But yeah, I mean, we charge 30, but I mean, we definitely make the most out of the 30. That's for sure.
It's definitely a working 30.
Oh, 100%.
It's not like a leisurely 30.
Well, cause you know, you understand, you know what it is. Like 30 minutes, you can only do so much. So it's little to no rest when you're doing 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, it's
30 minutes is my warm up.
Yeah. You get, if you're training with a client at Workout World for 30 minutes, be prepared to be gassed, you know, because it's little to no rest.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get a second to get one in good inhale and then you right back to the next set, you know,
keep it going.
Unless you're doing the hour, you know, you'll get a little bit of rest.
Sure.
But,
so it might be worth it to pay the extra $20.
Yeah, so, I mean, it depends. We'll see.
Depends
right?
what you're at.
Yeah, it depends on the client. We'll see.
All right, brother, how can people get a hold of you?
How can people get a hold of me? Oh, yeah. Man. Hit up the gram, Instagram.
What are you on Instagram?
So it's at Vinny underscore 109. VINNY underscore 109.
Okay.
Easy to remember. Just hit that follow, DM me, like some pictures, comment on some stuff. Any questions, fitness related, even soccer related. We're not that rusty. We're rusty, but not too rusty.
Not that rusty. You're still in it a little bit.
Yeah, well, we got a little bit of some lying in the tank still.
Okay.
So anything like that.
Obviously, working as a manager at Workout World in Peabody, Massachusetts.
Yep, I'm the one to see if you need to sign up for sessions, anything like that.
And then working on Iron Grind as well.
Iron Grind, for sure. Definitely check out Iron Grind Apparel on Instagram as well.
Okay, so that is on Instagram.
There is an Instagram, yep. It's
Website coming soon?
Website definitely coming soon. It's in the works. As of right now, we still have to work on it. But for anything needed at the moment, just DM the page. It's iron_grind_apparel. So for all your Iron Grind needs, hit up the follow button on the gram for that as well.
All right, perfect. And that's with Mike Angelo.
Michelangelo,
who also works at Peabody. Yes, sir. Workout World in Peabody.
Yep. Top trainer.
Top trainer. Only the best.
And meal plan.
Everything.
Oh, everything.
All inclusive.
Everything you need. You need your goals. That's it right there.
Brother.
That's it.
Hey, man. I appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate you having me, brother.
Go get your workout in.
100%.
Go help those clients reach their goals.
100%.
And we'll talk to you soon. All right,
definitely.
All right. Peace.